This week on the Munchkin Minute, it's Pokemon, Pokemon, Pokemon. Hey everyone, it's Steven Schleicher. This week on the Munchkin Minute, I've got Brad and Ian here. Hey guys.
Hey.
Hello.
This past weekend, you guys had a chance to go to the big Pokemon event in Chicago. Now, last year's event was just plagued with problems, mainly because of poor bandwidth and coverage.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
So tell us about this year and what did you guys do?
So this is Pokemon Go Fest.
Yeah.
It's in Chicago in Lincoln Park. It's a two-day event. However, a person can only attend one of the 2 days.
Now, was that something that they did last year, or is that something new they implemented this year because of too many people showing up?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. They sold out tickets almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But I would describe the event as not crowded. Wouldn't you, Ian?
There were a lot of people, but it wasn't crowded. It was you could tell there was something going on.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too many people.
Yeah. There was plenty of room to walk and breathe and be comfortable. And you could stand to the side and catch a Pokemon or walk the crowd or not.
So it was just running around the park area that they had set up and grabbing all the cool Pokemons.
Yep.
Were there some special Pokemons that showed up?
There was an exclusive quest that you could do. And you basically, you had to do it at the thing. And it was all tied into the event. You had to go to habitats and catch unknown. And then it culminated in catching Celebi, which is the first chance to catch Celebi. And I thought it was really fun. Really
yeah, cool. That's cool.
And there was also
Torkoal, who I think is exclusive to Africa.
I think that was not just at the Pokemon Go event, because I got a notice on Saturday or Sunday that said he was out in the wild.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know if he's hard to catch, but they said, hey, so-and-so, I just remember saying this African Pokemon is now out or something.
Well, that's disappointing. I thought we were special.
Now, I didn't go looking to catch one. So, it may have just been an announcement now that it's been spotted in the U.S. and it just happened to be spotted in Chicago. I'm sure one of our listeners will let us know.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Ian, you've been playing this for a long time, right? Since the launch?
Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
That's not me. Well, I got it when it launched, but I didn't really play much of it when it launched because my old phone didn't really do well with it.
Ah.
His parents wouldn't pop for a nice high-end phone. So
Horrible parents.
You got there. You know how it is.
Well, and also because I thought you guys were playing it a lot because you got the Pokemon stop right across the street from your house.
We've got two. Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
No fair.
Yeah, it's not fair.
So what's your overall impression, Brad, of the event?
It was really good. So here's the thing. So Niantic did not go for a money grab with this in all the ways they could have. They could have sold many more tickets, but they didn't and left the crowd at a very comfortable size. And I'm sure this is very frustrating for all the people who didn't get tickets. And next year I'll be cursing them because we won't get tickets or something probably. But they didn't oversell it. Water was readily available for free instead of at $5 a bottle.
Oh, free water. That's good.
Yeah. Free water.
And it wasn't even from the hose.
Right. Yeah. There were these watering stations.
There was a bucket that you just bucket.
You dipped your water bottle into and that was it. No, but there were these fill your own water bottle stations and plenty of them. And it seemed pretty good. Now, of course it was cool and slightly rainy while we were there.
It was very rainy.
Yeah. Yeah. We all had umbrellas.
Yeah. So it's your Instagram post or your Twitter post.
Yeah.
So did they have any other, besides just going on these quests and wandering around, did they have anything else going on? Was there a main stage event where Pikachu would come out and do a dance or something and then be shuffled off? Were they promoting any other Pokemon stuff there?
I saw a couple dudes in Squirtle costumes walking around.
I think they were dudes though.
What do you mean?
I think they were giving out their friendship numbers to people.
I think they were just people that showed up.
Yeah.
And then there was one Pokemon that was there that the first time it's ever appeared was at the, event. It was the ? It's the first time it had ever been out.
Yeah.
And then I heard that the best trainer in the world was there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Tap Tap move, tap, tap, move.
Well, but, you know, there's, but there are good tap tappers. And
okay. There are people who tap, tap, sun up to sundown.
That's right. Yeah. So one of the things they did, so they had these biomes. Mm-hmm. And so there was like the snowy biome that had like, so there was like white cloth on the ground and mountains and little trees and little icebergs.
There was a snow cannon.
Yeah. And two snow cannons that were shooting out like bubbly snow stuff. And it seemed vaguely cool there, which was kind of weird. I'm like, I'm not sure if that was a psychological thing. There was also like a volcano biome and a jungle biome. And in these areas, they would have people with microphones and they would kind of do like sort of audience participation things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell one. Yeah.
There were like people would like, they give, you know, the players a chance to like come up and flex, you know, stuff that they had like, oh, who has the most Magikarp Canyon? Someone can be like, I have 27,000. Or who has the most Mewtwo's? And someone be like, I have 39, and it's like, you know, and you get like some cool medal for it.
Oh, yeah. That's neat.
So there was, they did one. I gave up and was resting in the car. I was just worn out, but I could hear from the one of the biomes. So and this one was like, okay, let's see who's caught the most Pokemon. And so who thinks they've got the most Pokemon? Okay, well this guy has 3.5 million Pokemon. Holy cow. Beat 3.5 million Dear Pokemon? God. Oh, this person has 4.2 million Pokemon. Okay, anybody in the crowd beat 4.2 million? And so they go up and up and up, and they stop at like 11.7 million or something like that. I mean, it was insane. It was crazy. You've got to be kidding me. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, Linda, my wife, got tickets for us. Weirdly, she did not understand like the scope of what she was getting us into.
but you guys wanted to go last year, right?
Kind of, but not. Okay. I mean, not, we didn't make a concerted effort to. This year we did. Yeah, and you know, this was a big international event. I mean, if anybody doesn't know, this is Pokemon Go Fest.
This is like Pokemon Go Con. Like.
Yeah, for the world. Yeah. So there were people there from all over the world. People speaking a jillion different languages. It was the most diverse crowd I've ever been in at any event ever. Easily a good mix of men and women and people of all sorts of ethnicities and all sorts of age groups. I mean, really to elderly people, to very tiny children.
So you didn't feel left all by yourself, huh, Brad?
No, there were elderly people like me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was my demographic was there. Thank you very much.
So this is a really good event.
It was awesome.
It was totally worth driving nonstop from Hayes to Chicago and back.
It was.
It was so cool. It was they brought it to life. Like they really brought the game to life. They had like lounges for each of the different teams. Like there was a Valor Lounge, an Instinct Lounge, and a Mystic Lounge, and that was where they were doing some of, you know, the things where you could show off your Pokemon and stuff, and, like, the quest was tied into the thing, like, Professor Willow, a character in the game, is like, oh, there's these weird anomalous habitats showing up in Linkin Park, and then there are the habitats, and you have to go to them, and it's like, it's just so, it's cheesy, but it's like, you love it so much, it's so fun.
I'll show you my Ekans. I can't even get my app to launch, so I can't even tell you how many Pokemon I have. I bet I have like 100.
Probably.
Maybe.
So the other really bizarre thing about this that the boys also observed, so you spend most of the time walking mm-hmm. with your face down into your phone.
Yeah.
Never once did anyone bump into me or come close to bumping into me. And because it was raining, probably about a third of the people had umbrellas. The only person who hit me with the umbrella was Ian, and that was it.
I have never used an umbrella in my life. My arm was so tired by the end of that. I had trouble opening the car door when leaving. I was like, ugh.
Did you get any cool Pokemon gear?
No. No, I mean they weren't selling stuff.
Oh, so they didn't have hats or
no. There was
like
no
life size Pokemon balls to buy.
Cash grab anywhere on this.
That's weird.
There were just people who had hats. Like I didn't know. Where
there was like a little paper Pikachu.
Yeah, there was like a paper Pikachu. There was one that was in like a mud puddle and it looked.
So they
really
they weren't
sad.
Even like selling like Pikachu pops or anything like that.
No, I mean
that's weird.
Yeah, like there was just no cash grab.
Not even T-shirts.
Nothing.
It was so relaxing. Like it was so like, hey, come on down.
Yeah.
And it's like, even when you get there, it's like, we walked up and we were like, we couldn't figure out how to like get into the event. Cause like, you can walk into the park cause it's a park. And it's like, how do we actually, you know, hit the Pokestops that are affiliated with the event? And how do we start the quest and stuff? And it's like, you know, they give you this, you know, wristband thing, like months in advance, weeks in advance, however long it is. And they're like, we were like, how do you get it? And they're like, oh, you just QR code scan the wristband. It's like, oh, okay. It's like that easy.
Yeah. Wow.
And so we were really paranoid. It's like, oh, what if we forget our wristbands and leave them there? And then we
It's so good.
Yeah, they sent me an email the day of, hey, by the way, in case you forget your wristbands, here are some codes you can use to log in. Like,
neat.
Yeah, it was like, it was just like everything was, it was just the most easy. I was really impressed. Now, a lot of this is they had a lot of ground to make up for after last year debacle.
I expected to be in a car for like 12 hours and to get there and have to deal with the stress of having to go this, but like we walked into it and it was literally just like walking.
Well, that's good that it wasn't a high pressure, high sell, you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
To be there, and then did you guys catch the special Pokemon?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had like shiny spawns were boosted a lot. Like I got like I think 16 shiny Pokemon by the end of it when we left.
And I'm guessing everybody had their scent traps out and
yes, we had our scent traps.
Scent traps.
Yeah. Yeah. So there were lures all over the park.
The lures and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was really fun. The tagline was a walk in the park. And cool. it really was just like that.
Well, the quest wasn't easy. The quest was like, okay, we've got to go here. It was intuitive and it was obvious, but it wasn't like it was easy.
And there were some times where we've all felt like we were not going to be able to catch everything we needed to catch.
Yeah,
to
like Celebi. Yeah. Like
a lot of good spawn rates and all that stuff.
Yeah, the spawn rates were a little tough. Like they would fluctuate.
Felt like when you hit a step, like we got there and there were like unknowns all over the place, and then we got to a step where we needed to catch 7 unknown, and it was like there were none. It was like wasteland.
We just scoured the park to find them.
And there were Minuns and Plusle everywhere. And then for the last step, the very last step, after you catch Celebi, you need like 5 of each one. And like, we walked for
it was forever.
Probably 20 minutes and found one.
Did you put your pedometer on?
Did not. In fact, I should have, but I didn't. I regret not because we walked up and down Lincoln Park multiple times. I mean, we were walking pretty much
nonstop. Probably a good 5 miles easy.
Yeah, yeah. And then the eggs were hatching.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, there you go. That's Pokemon Go Fest. Maybe listeners, maybe you went. Maybe you had a different experience than Brad or Ian. Drop us an email, podcast@majorspoilers.com, or use the comment section over at majorspoilers.com and share your thoughts on Pokemon Go Fest. That wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Until next time, remember, Squirtle, Squirtle.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.